This is program number LW2253. Well, the dateline is Geneva, Illinois. The news title, Child Pornography. Hi, this is Larry West. A judge in Kane County ruled that three young children who were allegedly used by their parents in a pornographic photo business will stay in state custody at least until Monday. A lawyer for the parents will be heard in an attempt to have the children turned over to their grandparents. In setting the hearing, Circuit Court Judge Neil Mahoney ruled that the children will remain with the Department of Children and Family Services. In raids Monday on the parents' home in Maple Park and two other locations, police said they confiscated more than 1,500 explicit pictures. Police said the children and about 50 other youngsters were used in nude poses. The 37-year-old father was charged with two counts of taking indecent liberties with children, one count of child pornography, and one count of contributing to the neglect of a child. His 35-year-old wife was charged with cruelty to children and contributing to the neglect of a child. That news item is today really not a rare story. Child pornography is, well, at an all-time high these days. Child porn is hardly new, but according to police in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago, sales that began in 1976 are still climbing. Time magazine says, years ago, much child pornography was fake. It was young-looking women dressed as children. Now the use of real children is startlingly common. Cook County State's Attorney Bernard Carey says porno pictures of children as young as 5 and 6 are now generally available throughout Chicago. Richard Kopikin, a state's attorney investigator, says they're even spreading to the suburbs, where they are now considered rare items, delicacies. Time magazine says, until recently, much child porn sold in America was smuggled in from abroad. Now, most of it appears to be homegrown, with the steady stream of bewildered, broke runaways serving as a ready pool of acting talent. Pornographers who stalk children at big city bus stations find many victims eager to pose for $5 or $10 or simply for a meal and a friendly word. Lloyd Martin, head of the Los Angeles Police Department's Sexually Abused Child Unit, says, sometimes for the price of an ice cream cone, a kid of 8 will pose for a producer. He usually trusts the guy because he's getting from him what he can't get from his parents, love. The New York Post says, America's runaway child population, estimated at over 1 million, provides smut merchants with a rich source of talent. There are very few choices open to a 12-year-old runaway seeking means of support. The girls are particularly easy prey. Robin Lloyd, a television newsman in Los Angeles, wrote a book on child porn. He collected, now, this may be a surprise to you. I don't know how aware you are of what's going on. But he collected 264 different child porn magazines. There are that many. 264 different child porn magazines, each costing $7 on the average. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'd like to recommend a book for you to find and buy. It's called How to Stop the Porno Plague. It's written by Neil Gallagher. The book is a simple, straightforward action plan that can work in your community. You know, God holds children very special. One day when Jesus walked the earth, he sat down with his disciples. Calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." He said, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But," now get this, he said, "but whoever causes one of these little children who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea." You don't mess with kids and get away with it. That book again is called How to Stop the Porno Plague by Neil Gallagher. If you can't find it, I can send you the address where you can order it. For that address, write me and care this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.